Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim. There is a mitzvah on the oldest of the Achim to do the Yibum. Vim Kadam HaKatan Zacha. If the Katan was Kadam, and he did the Yibum before the Gadol, then the Katan who did the Yibum was Zeicha. That there is a halacha of mitzvah begadol liyabim, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk of Ahoya HaBechor. From that, the pasuk says, Ahoya HaBechor mikan shemitzvah begadol liyabim. The Gemara goes on to say, Ve'ema ki'ika bechor lehader agadol. Maybe the only time that there is a halacha of mitzvah begadol liyabim is only if the Gadol is the Bechor. Ki leke Bechor in Chayz Meitz HaGadol, there is no halacha of the oldest of the Achim. The only halacha is the Bechor himself, like the Pasuk says, V'hoya HaBechor. The Gemara proves, Alama Toni, Abayik Shisha Mitzvah BeGadol Yabim. Where Yotza? If the Gadol did not want to do Yibam, Hochim Eitzal Achiv HaKatan. If the Gadol Shabachim did not want to do Yibam, then we are Hochim to his younger brother. If the Tanim, the younger brothers, did not want to do Yibam, then the halacha is Chayzrin Eitzal Gadol. We go back to the oldest brother. From here, the Gemara proves that we learned mitzvah begadol yabim is not only referring to the Bechor, but rather it is referring to the oldest brother. To explain the Gemara's Raya, we find the seeming machlokes harishonim. Rashi explains the Gemara's Raya as follows. From that it says, Le'rotza hochim eitzal achiv hakatan. If the oldest brother did not want to do Yibam, then we go to achiv hakatan. Achiv hakatan, Rashi learns, refers to the younger brother. In other words, we don't say that since achiv hagadol did not want to do Yibam, then all the other achim are equal. But rather we say that we go to the next oldest brother. From that we go to the next oldest brother, from there the Gemara proves that we learned in our Mishnah mitzvah begadol liyabim is not only referring to the Bechor, but rather it is referring to mitzvah begadol whoever is the oldest. Had mitzvah begadol been referring exclusively to the Bechor, then there would be no halacha that if the Bechor did not want to do Yibam, we should go to the next oldest brother. There is no halacha of the oldest brother at all. The only halacha is Bechor. From there, the Gemara proves that there is a halacha of the oldest brother. And for that reason, we say that if the oldest brother did not want to do Yibam, then we go to the next oldest brother. That is how Rashi explains the Gemara's Raya. The Rambam, on the other hand, as the Rashba and Ritva explain, is Chiluk and Rashi. The Rambam Shita is that if the oldest of the Achim did not want to do Yibam, then all the other Achim are equal. And we do not say that we go to the next oldest brother. Now, according to the Rambam, one has to understand what is the Gemara's Raya from Toni Abayik Shisha, that we learned in our Mishnah Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim is not only referring to the Bechor. Where did the Gemara see in Abayik Shisha that the Halacha Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim is referring to the oldest brother? If the Raya is from that Abayik Shisha says Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim and Abayik Shisha did not say Mitzvah Bebechor Liyabim, that same diak one can have from our Mishnah as well. In our Mishnah also says mitzvah begadol yabim, and our Mishnah does not say Bechor. And still, the Gemara understands that one can learn our Mishnah that our Mishnah says mitzvah begadol yabim is referring to the Bechor, and not the oldest brother. So too one can learn in Abaye Kshisha as well, that Abaye Kshisha says mitzvah begadol yabim is referring to the Bechor. The Rashba and the Ritva ask a similar kash on the Rambam. The Rashba and Ritva understand that according to the Rambam, the Gemara's Raya is not from that Toni Abayik Shisha Mitzvah Begadol Yabim, but rather the Gemara's Raya is from the Seifa of Abayik Shisha, Le'yotza Chizvin Etzogadol. If the Achim Aktanim did not want to Yibam, then we go back to the Gadol. That is the Gemara's Raya. From there, our Gemara proves that we learned in our Mishnah Mitzvah Begadol Yabim is not referring exclusively to the Bechor, but rather it is referring to the Gadol Shabachim, even if he is not the Bechor. On that, the Rishonim ask, still, why does the Gemara need a Bayek Shisha? Why does the Gemara bring a Raya from the Mishnah and Daf Amatesam and Aleph that says the same halacha? If the Gadol Shav Achim, the Nats, want to do Yibam, then we go to all the Achim. If they did not want to do Yibam, then Chayzun, Eitzel, Gadol, then we go back to the Gadol Shav Achim. So why did the Gemara need to bring a Raya from a Bayek Shisha instead of bringing a Raya from a Mefurisha Mishnah that says the same halacha of Vayratzu, Chayzrim, Eitzel, HaGadol Shav Achim? Now, everyone has to understand the Rishonim. For whatever reason, the Rishonim understands that the Gemara's Raya is not from the Reisha of a Bayek Shisha, that a Bayek Shisha says Mitzvah BeGadol Yabim, that Gadol refers to Gadol Shav Achim, because again, one can explain that a Bayek Shisha says Mitzvah BeGadol Yabim means the Bechor, just like the Gemara understands that our Mishnah says Mitzvah BeGadol Yabim is referring to the Bechor. If so, how do the Rishonim understand that one can bring a Raya from the Seif of a Bayek Shisha, that a Bayek Shisha says Loyotza Chizrin Eitzel Gadol? If the Katan did not want to do Yibim, then you go back to the Gadol again. Why can't that Gadol mean as well the Bechor? Who says that Gadol means Gadol Shabbat Achim and not exclusively the Bechor? Before we explain the Rishonim, I would like to explain the Iker Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as far as that we learned. Vayrotza, if the Gadol did not want to do Yibam, Hochim Eitzel Achiv HaKatan, if Achiv HaKatan means the next oldest brother, which is the Shita of Rashi, or, as the Rishonim say, the Rambam understands, Achiv HaKatan means that all the other Achim are equal. L'chira, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is based on a fundamental understanding on how we understand Mitzvah B'Gadol Yabim. Do we say that the halacha of Mitzvah B'Gadol Yabim means that the Mitzvah was given to the Gadol, and the Gadol is the one who is Mechuyev Yabim? Because again, the mitzvah was given to the Gadol, and the Gadol is the one who is mitzvah in the mitzvah sibum. Is that the pshat that we say mitzvah begadol yabim? Or is the pshat in mitzvah begadol yabim that there is a maila of yibum if it is done by the oldest brother? It is a chashivas for the mitzvah if the mitzvah sibum is done by the oldest brother. That is another way with which one can understand mitzvah begadol yabim. That is the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi understands that we learned mitzvah begadol yabim means to say that there is a chashivas for the mitzvah sibum if the mitzvah sibum is done by the gadol shabachim. And for that reason, Rashi understands that if the gadol shabachim did not want to do yibum, then we go to the next oldest brother. Because since that we say mitzvah begadol yabim is an order that the mitzvah should be done in a more chashiv way, even if the Gadol Shav Achim does not want to do Yibam, we'll go to the next oldest brother, again for the same purpose, that the mitzvah's Yibam should be done in the most chashiv way possible. Which even if it's not on our day Gadol Shav Achim, let it at least be done by the next oldest brother. And so too we find in the Tesis HaRosh. The Tesis HaRosh says that we say mitzvah begadol yabim is because it is a dover shal chashivos ha-gadol yeyabim. It is a chashivos if the yibam is done alidei the gadol. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues. The Rambam understands that we say mitzvah begadol yeyabim means to say the mitzvah was given to the gadol. And the gadol is the one who is mitzvah b'mitzvah sibum. And for that reason we say that if the gadol shaba'achim does not want to do yibam, there is no reason to go to the next oldest ach, because the mitzvah was only given to the Gadol Shav Achim, was only given to the oldest ach. And even if he does not want, we do not say the mitzvah gets transferred to the next oldest ach, but rather we say that if the Gadol Shav Achim does not want to do Yibam, then all the other achim are equal, and there is no mile of the next oldest ach. Because as long as the Gadol Shav Achim is here and he is capable of doing Yibam, even if he does not want to do Yibam, he still has the mitzvah Yibam. And therefore, all the other Achim are equal according to the Rambam. And so too we find in the Achoner and Daf HaMatesim and Aleph, the Achoner is Medayik. From that the Mishnah and Daf HaMatesim and Aleph says, that if the other Achim do not want to do Yibam, Then we go back to the oldest ach, and we force the oldest ach to Yibum, and we tell him, Alecha mitzvah. From there, the Archoner proves that as far as the other achim is concerned, there is no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only on the Gadol. And so too, the Archoner proves from that we find in the Gemara in Be'ah, the Famed Zayin Amad Aleph. The Mishnah in Be'ah refers to Yibum as a davar shorishos and not a dvar mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu hein mishum rishos. These things you are not allowed to do on Yontif, and they are considered a rishos and not considered a mitzvah. And one of the things that is mentioned in the Mishnah is the halacha of Yibum. The Gemara in Be'ah asks, Ochere Yibum is a mitzvah. The Gemara answers, we are talking about that he has an older ach. From there, the Archoner proves that as long as there is an older ach, the Iker mitzvah is mutzel on the older ach. And for that reason, for the younger ach to do Yibum b'mokum that there is an older brother, is considered a dvar rishos and not a dvar mitzvah. Now getting back to the Rishonim that we mentioned before, that the Rishonim understand that from the Reish of Abaye Kshisha, that Abaye Kshisha says mitzvah begadol yabim, there is no raya. That gadol means gadol shebachim and not the bechor. Because again, one can explain gadol refers to the bechor. Why can't the seif of Abaye Kshisha, that if the ach hakatan does not want to yibum, that you are a chayzer to the gadol, why can't that gadol also refer to the bechor? L'chayra, one can explain as follows. As we find in the Maharsham Madur Basra, one sees that the Maharsham Madur Basra understands that there is another reason behind the mitzvah begadol yabim. One can explain the halacha of mitzvah begadol yabim based on that the gadol has a schus kedima. The gadol has a right to be the first one to do yibum. But not because there is any special mitzvah on the gadol yabim. As far as the mitzvah is concerned, all the achim are equal. Just he happens to have first rights to do the yibum. That the ach hagadol has first right to do the yibum, the Ashrash Yaakov explains, is based on that there is a mitzvah to be mechabed the ach hagadol. Since there is a mitzvah to mechabed the ach hagadol, for that reason, the ach hagadol has kedima, he has the first rights to do the mitzvah sibum. Based on this, one can say as follows, that our Gemara Shaila, if that we say mitzvah begadol yabim is referring exclusively to the Bechor, or it is referring to the ach hagadol, is dependent on how one understands mitzvah begadol yabim. If one is to understand mitzvah begadol yabim, that the gadol has a schus kedima, then one can say that only the Bechor has a schus kedima. Only the Bechor was given the schus kedima based on that there is a halacha of kabed es achicha agadol timechabed the acha bechor. But if one is to understand the halacha of mitzvah begadol yabim, that the mitzvah is mutzel on the gadol, then there is no tzad that the gadol only refers to the bechor. But rather we would say the mitzvah begadol refers to whoever is the gadol shebachem, even if he is not the bechor. For that reason, the Rishonim understands that the Gemara could not have brought a raya from the Reish of Abaye Kshisha, because again, the Gadol and the Reish of Abaye Kshisha mitzvah begadol yabim is the same Gadol as the Gadol in our Mishnah, that the Gadol could refer to Bechor. And that we say mitzvah begadol yabim means mitzvah bebechor yabim, because again, there is a schos kedima that the Bechor has first rights to do the Yibum. For that reason, the Rishonim understand the only raya is from the Seifa. From the Seifa of Abaye Kshisha, that Abaye Kshisha says, Leirotza, if the Ach HaKatan did not want, then we go and force the Ach HaGadol. From there one sees that the din of mitzvah begadol yabim is not just a schus kedima. Had it only been a schus kedima, just because the Ach HaKatan does not want, is not a reason that we should go and force the Ach HaGadol. It is not more than mitzvah of the Ach HaGadol, more than the Ach HaKatan. Why should we force the Ach HaGadol more than the Ach HaKatan? From that we force the Ach HaGadol, one sees that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Ach HaGadol. And that we say mitzvah begadol yabim is not just a schus kedima, but rather it means to say that the mitzvah is actually the mitzvah of the Gadol. If so, from there the Gemara proves that mitzvah begadol yabim is not referring to the Bechor, but rather it is referring to the Gadol Shebachim. Because again, if mitzvah begadol yabim means the mitzvah is on the gadol, then there is no reason to say that the mitzvah should be exclusively the Bechor's mitzvah. But rather, we will say that the mitzvah is on whoever is the Gadol Shebaachim. That is how the Rishonim understands the Raya of our Gemara according to the Rambam. Based on that we said before, Bechor one can go a step further. As we find by Ramosha and Debris Moshe and Aores, Ramosha says that one can say that the Rambam agrees to Rashi. The Rambam also agrees that if the oldest brother does not want to Yibam, then you go to the next oldest brother. That the Rambam says all the Achim are equal is only as far as the Halacha of Meiredes is concerned. The Rambam says the following, that if the Ach HaGadol does not want to Yibam, and the Yivama does not agree to be Nesiyama to the next oldest Ach, we still do not consider her a Meiredes. As long as she is willing to be Nesiyama to one of the other Achim, she is not considered a Meiredes, even if she does not agree to be Nesiyama to the next oldest Ach. Based on what we said before, one can explain the Rambam as follows. That even though the Rambam understands that if the oldest Ach does not want to do Yibam, you go to the next oldest Ach, but that one goes to the next oldest Ach is only because it is a chashivas for the mitzvah Yibam if the Yibam is done by the next oldest Ach. But since as far as the mitzvah Yibam is concerned, the mitzvah Yibam does not get transferred over to the next oldest Ach, the mitzvah Yibam remains by the oldest Ach, for that reason we will not consider the Isha Meiredes even if she does not agree to be Nesiyama to the next oldest Ach. Only if she does not agree to be Nesiyama to the oldest Ach, who is the one who is Mechuyev in mitzvah Yibam, will we consider her a Meiredes. As far as the next oldest Ach is concerned, even though the next oldest Ach is the one who is supposed to do Yibam, in order that Yibam should be done in the most chashuv way, since he does not have the mitzvah Yibam, we will not consider her a meiredes as long as she is willing to be nesiyama to any one of the other achim. But again, the Rambam and Rashi can both agree that even if the oldest ach does not agree to do Yibam, the halach is that we go to the next oldest ach. Now let's go to the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Af al gav de bechol ha'teira kula in mikra yoytzi midei pshuta." Even though bechol ha'teira kula, we explain a pasuk al pi pshuta. Hacha, as far as the pasuk of a hoya bechor, Yakum al shem achiv, asai gzereshava afikte mi pashte ogamri. The gzereshava came and was moitzi the pasuk mi pshuta completely, and we do not say in mikra yoytzi midei pshuta. And for that reason, the Gemara says that there is no halacha to be kirei the shem haben hanilad from this Yibam, the shem the ach hames. Now, one has to know is that Rava says, Osaik zereshava fikteni pashto agamri, that our pasuk was yotzim idei pshutei, is that only as far as the halacha, the one is not kirei the ben hanilad b'shem ha'ach hames? But as far as the Yisoid of Yibam is concerned, the Yisoid of Yibam remains the same based on Pshutei Shomikra, that the Yisoid of Yibam is a Hakim v'Achiv Shem. Or do we say no? That the Rava says, Av kemi pashti lagamri, then now the Pasuk was Yotzim de Pshutei, and the Yisoid of Yibam is not a Hakim v'Achiv Shem. From Rashi, with the Ramaschal afikti lagamri, as the Dvar Moshe is Medayik, Bechiro one sees, the Rashi understands that we say afik te lagamri is only as far as the halacha, the one is kirei de ben hanilad v'shem ha'achames, only as far as that we say afik te mipashto lagamri. As far as the Yisoid of Yibam, the Yisoid of Yibam remains as the Pshutei Shomikra says l'hakim l'achiv shem. Just the l'hakim l'achiv shem is not done with that the one is kirei the shem ha'ben v'shem ha'achames. On the other hand, in Tosfos before in the Avchaf Amud Aleph, Tosfos before says that as far as mitzvah Yibam is concerned, one does not need a Bia Haroi Lakom Hashem, even a Bia Rishena, or even a Bia which is not Zikmar Bia, which is not a Bia Haroi Lakom Hashem, is enough for Kiyam mitzvah Yibam. And Tosfos understands that there is no mitzvah whatsoever with Gemar Bia, even though only a Gemar Bia is a Bia Haroi Lakom Hashem. From Tosfos one sees that Tosfos understands that once we say Afke mi pashte lagamri, Mitzvah Yibum has nothing to do with Hakam Hashem whatsoever. The Mitzvah Yibum is not a Hakim La'achiv Shem. And for that reason, one does not need a Bi'ah Roy La'achim Hashem. From the Rishonim that argue on Tesis, for example, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva before in Daf Chaf, that say that there is a Mitzvah B'Gemar Bi'ah, one sees that the Rishonim understands that even after the Gemara says Afkei Mipashtei La'gamri, there still is a Mitzvah Yibum La'achim La'achiv Shem. So too is the Mashmos of the Ramban Alatira on the Pasuk V'hoya Bechor. And so too we find in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Yibum that the Chinuch says the Yisoid of Mitzvah Yibum is a Hakim La'achiv Shem through the Ben that is Neilad from this Yibum. So again, we have a seeming Machlokes HaRishonim. If that Rava understands Afkei Mipashtei La'gamri does not mean to say that the Yisoid of Mitzvah Yibum now is not a Hakim La'achiv Shem, or the Yisoid of Mitzvah Yibum remains L'Hakim La'achiv Shem, like the Pshutei Shomekra, only as far as being Koyre Shem, as being Koyre the Shem of the Ben, as the same Shem as the Ach HaMeis, only as far as that do we say, Afkei Mipashtei La'gamri. And the Nafkamina is, if there is a Mitzvah B'Gmar Bia, or a Bia Haroi La'kam Hashem, or there is no Mitzvah whatsoever to do a Bia Haroi La'kam Hashem. Now let's go on. The Gemara says that the way we know that our Mishnah says Mitzvah Begadol Yabim is not referring exclusively to Bechor, but rather our Mishnah is referring to the Gadol Shebachim, the oldest of the Achim, the Gemara says we were not from Bechor. Ma Bechor Becherase Gor Malay Af Gadol Gedulase Gor Malay. Bechira, the Mashmos of our Gemara is that there are two dinim. There is a loch of mitzvah bebechor liyabim, and then there is a loch of mitzvah begodol liyabim. In the Sefer Halachas Ketanes, we find the following shaila. If, let's say, someone had twins, and the first one of the twins was born on Chaf Tes Adar Rishon, and the second one of the twins was born on Aleph Adar Sheni, the Halachas Ketanes explains that as far as Bechor is concerned, the one that was born on Chaf Tes Adar Rishon is considered the Bechor. He was born first. On the other hand, as far as the Gadol Sheba'achim is concerned, the one who was born on Aleph Adar Sheni is considered the Gadol Sheba'achim. He is considered the older one among the Achim. Since his birthday is Aleph Adar, he is considered the Gadol Sheba'achim. Since his birthday comes before the birthday of the one that was born first. The one that was born first, his birthday, is on Chaf Tes Adar. Now, as far as Yibam is concerned, do we say that the one that was born first on Chaf Tes Adar Rishon is the one to do Yibam since he is the Bechor? Or do we say no, that since the second Ach is considered the Gadol Sheba'achim, he is the one to do Yibam? And so too, one can ask a similar shaila. If, let's say, someone has two wives, let's refer to them as Rachel and Leah. Rachel became Muberes first, and then Leah became Muberes. Rachel gave birth 9 months later. Leah gave birth 7 months later. Leah gave birth before Rachel gave birth. Do we say that since, as far as Bechor is concerned, we look at who was Muberes first, the son of Rachel is considered the Bechor since his Ibor was first, like we find in the Goyin and Kol Elio? On the other hand, as far as Gadol Sheba'achim, the son of Leah is the Gadol Sheba'achim since he was the one that was born first. So again, who is the one to do Yibam? Do we say that the Bechor is the one to do Yibam, or do we say no, that the Gadol Sheba'achim is the one to do Yibam? The Halacha is Ketanei says that based on our Gemara, that our Gemara says that there is no Halacha of Bechor. The whole Halacha is Gadol Sheba'achim. For that reason we say that if one has a Bechor and one has a Gadol Sheba'achim as well, the Gadol Sheba'achim is the one to do the Yibam and not the Bechor. From the Halacha is Ketanei one sees that there is no Maila of being the Bechor.
The only Maila is Gadol Sheba Achim, and so too we find in the Rashba. The Rashba explains our Gemara that our Gemara says, B'chayrasei Garim Aloi, means to say that it is the fact that he is the Gadol Sheba Achim that is Gurim, him, the Maila, that it is up to him to do the Yibum. But there is no Maila whatsoever in the fact that he is the Bechar. The whole Maila is the fact that he is the Gadol Sheba Achim. And for that reason, if one has a Bechar and the Gadol Sheba Achim, it is still up to the Gadol Sheba Achim to do Yibum. The Rashba goes on to prove that there is no Maila Bechar from that our Gemara asks, why did the Torah say Bechar? Which, as Rashi explains, means to say, let the Torah say Gadol. From there, one sees that there is no Maila of Bechor. The Shvos Yaakov and the Binyan Tzion argue on the Halachas Ketanis. Even though they also understand that there is no Maila of Bechor, the only Halach is Gadol Sheba Achim, but they understand that the Gadol Sheba Achim is the one that was born first, the one that was born on Chav Tes. Adar Rishon is considered the Gadol Sheba Achim, and even though the one that was born on Aleph Adar Sheni is older as far as age is concerned from the one that was born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon, still the one that was born first is considered the Gadol Sheba Achim. And for that reason, the Shvos Yaakov and the Binyan Tzion understands that the one that was born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon, he is the one to do Yibam, since he is considered the Gadol Sheba Achim. And for that reason, the Binyan Tzion explains that our Gemara asks, why did the Torah write Bechor? Let the Torah just write Gadol, is because there is no nafkamina of the Torah writing Bechor. Had we considered the one that was born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon as the Bechor, and not the Gadol Sheba Achim, the Binyan Tzion asks, what was the Gemara's kasha? Maybe that the Torah wrote Bechor was to tell us that in such a case, that one has two Achim, one being born Chav Tes Adar Rishon, and the other one being born Aleph Adar Sheni, it is up to the one that was born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon to do Yibum, since he is the Bechor, even though he is not the Gadol Sheba Achim. From our Gemara, the Binyan Tzion proves that not only is the one that was born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon considered the Bechor, he is considered the Gadol Sheba Achim as well. And therefore, for that reason, the Gemara asks, there is no nafkamina with that the Torah wrote Bechor. Why did the Torah just write Gadol Sheba Achim? On the other hand, the Halachas Ketanis understands, like we said before, B'Shem the Rashba, that our Gemara's kasha is based on the fact that our Gemara understands that there is no Maila of Bechor. Even though one can have a Bechor without Kadosh Habachim, still the Gemara is a kasha, based on that our Gemara understands that there is no Maila of Bechor unless the Bechor is the Kadosh Habachim. That is the machlokes between the Halachas Ketanis and the Binyan Tzion.
Let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara explains that the reason why the Torah wrote the word Bechor is because we were now Talacha from Bechor. Ma Bechor ein neitzel beroi kibemuchzik, af hai ein neitzel beroi kibemuchzik. A Yabam is not neitzel beroi. Now to explain this halacha, that a Yabam is not neitzel beroi kibemuchzik, we find a tremendous machlokes harishonim. Rashi shita is, as the Rishonim explain, that the Yabam takes a double chilek b'nichsei ha'av, even if the av is mace, after the ach was mace. Still we say that the Yabam takes a double chilek b'nichsei aviv. First of all, his chilek b'nichsei aviv, and second of all, his brother's chilek. That we say, einai neitel b'roi, is referring to whatever the father did not have at the time of his misa. Whatever was roi for his father, as far as that we say, Einai Neitzel Beroi Kimemuchzik, only what his father has b'shas misasai does the Yabam take a double chilek in. As far as what the father did not have b'shas misasai, we do not say that the Yabam takes a double chilek in. He only takes his chilek in the roi to his father. That is a shita of Rashi. The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva on the other hand argue on Rashi and explain, Einai Neitel Beroi Kimemuchzik, means to say that the Yabam does not take a double portion b'nichsei aviv if his father was mace after his brother was mace. He only takes a double portion b'nichsei aviv if his father was mace before the ach was mace. Only then does he take a double portion b'nichsei aviv, his brother's chelek and his own chelek. But if the father was mace after misas achiv, he does not take a double portion b'nichsei aviv. He only takes his chelek. Based on the halacha, v'enei neitzel b'roi kibemuchsik, at the time that his ach was mace, the nichsei aviv were roi, because at that time the av was still alive, and his brother did not yet yarshin the nichsei aviv. And for that reason, we say that he is not neitzel b'nichsei aviv if his father was mace after the ach was mace. That is how the Torah and the first shita on the Ramah in Ibn Ezra Siman Kuf Samach Gimel explain the shita of the Rishonim that argue on Rashi. Now, to explain the machlokes between Rashi and the other Rishonim, if the Yabam takes a double chilek b'nichsei ha'av, even if the av is mace after misas ha'ach, we have to be makdim with the kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The Rishonim ask the following kasha on Rashi. We find later on in the Gemara Daf Mem that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. What is the halacha if one was miyabim eishas ha'ach and the father is still alive? Do we say that since the father is still alive, he is the one who yarshins nichsei ha'ach, and even though the ach was miyabim, he still does not get the nechasim? Or do we say no, that the nechasim go to the ach that did yibam, even though the father is still alive? Rabbanan say that the nechasim go to the ach that did yibam, even though the father is still alive. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as the av is still alive, the nechasim go to the av, even though the ach did yibam. The Gemara explains, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What is the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsev, the pasuk says, v'hoya b'chor asher teled. And the Gemara darshins k'b'chor. Ma b'chor, ein way v'chaye ha'av. Just like a b'chor does not yarshin, as long as the av is still alive, af hai nami ein way b'chaye ha'av. So to a yabam cannot inherit as long as the ach is still alive. The Gemara asks, ima b'chor, neito pishnayim ha'achar misas ha'av. Just like every b'chor takes pishnayim after the av is mace, af hai, so to this yabam should take pishnayim even after misas ha'av. In other words, even though, according to Abihuda, at the time of Yibam, he does not take the nechsei ha'ach, since the av is still kayim, still, once the av is mace, then he should take a double chelek b'nechsei ha'av. That is how the Rishonim explain the Gemara. The Gemara answers by saying, midi yakum ashem aviv ksiv, yakum ashem achiv ksiv. From there, the Gemara learns out that even after misas ha'av, he does not take pishnayim. The Rishonim ask, from there, one clearly sees now like Rashi. One sees that the only time you take pishnayim and nechsei av is only if the av was mace before the ach was mace. If the av was mace after misas ach, you do not take pishnayim. That is the kasha the Rishonim ask on Rashi. As the Ritva is medayik in Rashi, the Ritva answers the kasha as follows. Rashi understands that in that itself, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda argue. Rabbi Yehuda understands that a yabam will not be neitzel a double chelok v'nichsei ha'av if the av is mace after misas ha'ach. Rabbanan, on the other hand, argue, and Rabbanan understand, like Rashi says by us, that a yabam will take a double chelok v'nichsei ha'av even if the av is mace after misas ha'ach. The obvious question is, what does one machlek is abhudin Rabbanan have to do with the other? V'chira, there are two separate machleksim. There's one machlek is abhudin Rabbanan. If a yabam takes a nechsei ha'ach as long as the father is alive, that is one machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. And according to the Ritva, which has the Ritva as Madaik and Rashi, there is another machlekes as well. What is the halacha as far as if the av is mace after misas ha'ach? Do we say that the yabam still takes a double portion, which is the shita of Rabbanan, or do we say no, that if the father is mace after misas ha'ach, the yabam does not take a double chelok v'nechsei ha'av? L'chaya from the Ritva, one sees as follows, that both machleksim are totally one in the other. That we find a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, If a Yabam who does Yibam is Neitzel B'Nechseach, even as long as the father is alive or not, is dependent upon a fundamental Shaila, how one understands Yerushas HaYabam. That a Yabam inherits his Ach Shemes, even though there are other Achim, is it based on the fact that we look as if the Yabam that did Yibam is a closer Karev? He is considered a closer relative more than all the other Achim. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat that no, that really all the other Achim are equal? But we say that since he is the one that did Yibum, he is Kam Tachas Achiv. He takes the place of his brother, and that is why he inherits all the Nechasim of his brother. That is the basis of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda understands that a Yabam inherits the Nechasim of his Ach Shemes is because he is considered a closer relative than the other Achim. But that is only as far as the other Achim are concerned. As far as the Av, as long as the Av is still alive, the Av has Kedima. The Av is a closest relative. And therefore Yabam will not inherit the Ach Shemes as long as his father is still alive. Rabbanan, on the other hand, who argue Rabbi Yehuda and understand that even as long as the Av is still alive, still the Yabam inherits, is based on that Rabbanan understands that a Yabam inherits in the chasm of his brother is because we say that he is come tachas ochiv. He takes the place of his brother. And that he takes in a chasm is not because he is a korev who is inheriting his brother's nechasim, but rather that he takes a nechasim is because he is taking over the place of his brother with all the nechasim of his brother. And for that reason, Rabbanan understands that even if the Av is still alive, still the Yabam takes the nechsei ha'ach shemes. Rashi understands that based on this machlokes, there is another machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan as well. What is the halacha if the Av was mace after the Ach was mace? Do we say that the Yabam takes a double portion in the Nechsei Ha'av Shemes or not? This is also dependent upon the previous Shaila. If one is to understand that the Yabam takes a Nechsei Ha'av Shemes is because he is Yerush in Nechsei Ha'av Shemes, since he is considered the closest relative, he only inherits whatever the Ach actually had b'shas misasei. Whatever the Ach did not actually have b'shas misasei, the Yabam does not inherit. But that is only if one is to understand that the Yabam takes Nechsei Ach Shemes is because he is the closest relative and he is inheriting those Nechasim. On the other hand, if one is to understand that the Yabam takes Nechsei Ach Shemes is because he has come Tachas Achiv Shemes, he is taking his brother's place, then even though the Av was mace afterwards, he will still take a double chelak b'nechsei Av Shemes, because again, we consider him as if he is his brother, and therefore he has a right to take a double portion b'nechsei Aviv. First of all, he has a right to take his portion, and then he has a right to take a second portion, since he took the place of his brother, he has a right to take his brother's portion as well. And for that reason, Rashi understands that this shayla was also dependent upon the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, that understands that Yabam takes nechsei ach shemes, since he has come tachas achiv shemes, for that reason Rashi in our sugya explains that the Yabam will take a double portion b'nechsei ha'av, even if the av was meis after misas ha'ach. But that is only according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that understands that Yabam takes Nechsei Ha'ach Shemes, because we see him as a closest relative, he will not take a double portion in the Nechsei Ha'av if the Av was Mace after Misas Ha'ach. He will only take whatever the brother actually had B'Shas Misase. That is Ulchir, the explanation in Rashi. And so too the Bir and the Machloikes between Rashi and the other Rishenim. Rashi again understands that like Rabbanon, that a Yabam takes Nechsei Achiv Shemes is because he is Kam Tachas Achiv. He takes the place of his brother. For that reason, Rashi understands that like Rabbanon, he will take a double portion of Nechsei Ha'av, even if the Av was Meis after the Ach was Meis. The other Rishenim are Chilek. The other Rishenim understand that even according to Rabbanon, We do not say that the Yobam is come tachas achiv shemes, but rather the Rishonim understand that even according to Rabbanon, the way it works, that a Yobam takes nichse ach shemes is because we look as if the Yobam is a closest relative. Just Rabbanon understands that we look as if the Yobam is even a closer relative than the Av. And for that reason, the Yobam inherits even the Makam Av. But again, the way it works is with Teiras Hirusha, that since he's a closest relative, he is inheriting Nechse Achiv Shemes. And for that reason, he only inherits an Achasim that are actually there, Bishas Misa Sa'ach, not an Achasim of the father, if the father is Meis, after Misa Sa'ach. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following machoikas as far as Geirus is concerned. Rabbi Nechamia says, Geir Arayis, Geir Chaloimais, Geir Mordechai ve'Esther, Einon Geir Machis Gairu Bizman Hazeh. On the other end of Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmeidrav argues, and says, Halacha Kedivrei Ha'omer Kulam Geirim Heim. Geir Arayis, Geir Chaloimais, Geir Mordechai ve'Esther are considered Geirim. And even though Chatchila, we are not Mekabal such Geirim, but still, b'di'eved, they are considered geirim. Rashi understands geirei arayis is referring to kusim. And that we find a machlekes in Shas, if kusim are geirei emes or kusim are geirei arayis, is dependent upon the machlekes in our Gemara, if geirei arayis are considered geirim b'di'eved or not. Tesis, on the other hand, argues, Tesis says that even according to Rav, that understands that b'di'eved kuam geirim heim, kusim are not included. As Tosfos explains, based on the fact that they were oivdim eloheim, that they were oivd avodah zarah, and therefore l'kulei alma their geirus was not considered a geirus. Now to understand the machlokes between Nechemia and Rav, if b'di'eved they are considered geirim or not, l'chora we find two mahalchim. One mahalach which is mashma, in the Ritva and in Muki Yosef, that the Machloikes is a Machloikes as far as Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is concerned. Every Geirus needs Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. And if a Ger is not Mekabal Olav Mitzvahs, his Geirus is not considered a Geirus. As Reb Chaim Leizer in Achiezer Chil Kimmel Simon Chavav Veispeis explains, that even if a Ger would say, I am being Mekabal on myself all Mitzvahs, but really he has no intention to mekabel olav ol mitzvahs, that kabbalas mitzvahs does not count, and his geirus is not considered a geirus. And even though there is a rule called dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and if someone says something, we do not pay attention to what he is thinking inside his heart, but rather we only pay attention to the words that he said. But as Reb Chaim Leizer explains, since Kabbalas Mitzvahs is completely dependent upon his intention, if he intends to follow the Mitzvahs, if he intends to keep the Mitzvahs, for that reason we say that even though generally speaking Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, as far as Kabbalas Mitzvahs is concerned, which is completely dependent upon his intention, we say Dvarim Shebelev Havyon Dvarim. And for that reason it does not make a difference the fact that he said, I am being mekabel myself all mitzvahs, since b'liboy, he does not intend to keep the mitzvahs. And for that reason, Reb Nechemia understands that even b'di'eved, geir arayis, geir chaloimais, geir mordechai ve'ester, einon geirim. That Rav argues, the Ritva and Muki Yosef explain, is because we say, agav oinsayu gamri u'mekabli. We say that even though they are not being Megayel Hashem Shamayim, still we say that they are being Mekabel on themselves all mitzvahs. And they do intend to keep the mitzvahs. And for that reason, b'di'eved, their geirus is a geirus. Reb Chaim Leizer goes on to say that the Rambam understands that even according to Rav, that holds that b'di'eved, their geirus is a geirus, that is only Minatzaya. Midrabbanon, one has to be chayshish, maybe their Kabbalas mitzvahs was not a full-fledged Kabbalas mitzvahs. And for that reason, the Rambam paskins that Beistin were chayshish in Lahem. What Vloihoyu, Mekarvin, Oysam, Beistin were not Mekarv them, till Beistin sees clearly if they intended to Mekabal the mitzvahs or not. That is one pshat, with which one can understand the machloikes between Rabbi Nechemia and Rav. In Tosis, with the Ramaschoi Hachil Chachionami, as the Maram explains Tosis of Chayo, one sees that Tosis argues on the Ritva and Muki Yosef's beer and the Machoikes between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rav. Tosis of Chayo understands the Machoikes differently. Tosis understands that the Machoikes is a Machoikes if one has a Geir Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim. Is a Geiros Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim considered a Geiros or not? Do we say that only a Geiros L'Shem Shamayim is considered a Geiros, which is a Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, and for that reason Rabbi Nechemiah says, Ein Mekabel in Geirim Ela Kibiz Man Hazeh, because then we know that the Geiros is a Geiros L'Shem Shamayim. On the other hand, Rav argues, and Rav understands that a Geiros Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim is also considered a Geiros. Even though chatchila one is not mekabel geirim shaloi l'shem shamayim, but b'diavad their geiros is considered a geiros, even if the geiros was done shaloi l'shem shamayim. Based on this pshat, we find in the Maram the following chiddush: that even though according to Nechemiah b'diavad the geiros is not a geiros, that is only if eventually to not ends up being l'shem shamayim. If eventually it ended up being L'Shem Shamayim, then the Geiros is considered a Geiros. As the Maram says, one sees from Hillel, that Hillel, as Tosfos explains, was Megayer, a Ger, Almanas, La'Soisei, Kayin Gadol. Based on that, as Tosfos explains, but Tuachoye Hillel, the Soifei La'Sois L'Shem Shamayim. As long as at the end it'll be L'Shem Shamayim, then even according to Nechemiah, the Geiros is a Geiros. But that is only if one is to understand that there is no chesaron of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, that one is not lacking Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Had one been lacking Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, like we explained before in the first pshat, it will not help the fact that later on there will be a Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. If at the time of Geiros there is no Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, such a Geiros is null and void. Only according to the second pshat that we explained that there is a Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Just there is a halacha that a Geiros Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim is not considered a Geiros, as long as one can say that at the end it will be L'Shem Shamayim, then the Geiros will be considered a Geiros. Now let's go on to the next sugya. We learned in our Mishnah, HaNitzan al HaShivcha v'Nishtachira, Oy al HaYvedes Keichavim v'Niskaira HaReza lo Yichnes. If someone was choshed that he was mezane with a shivcha or with an avedas kechavim, harei ze lo yichnes, he is not allowed to be kines the shivcha or the avedas kechavim, even though now the shivcha was nishtachira or the avedas kechavim was niskaira. The Gemara explains that the reason why he is not allowed to be kines v'chatchila is based on the pasuk of haser mimcha akshos pev lazas vasayim. Now to explain that he is not allowed to be kainis based on the pasuk, we find a tremendous machloikes harishonim. Rashi explains that the reason why he is not allowed to be kainis is because if he is kainis asu achzuke lakol kama, people say that it must be the first call was true, and he was takamizana with his shivcha or with neivedes kechavim. In order not to be machzik the first call, we say hareza lo yichnais. Now, according to Rashi, one has to know, what would be the halacha if it would not just be a chshad, that he is choshud, that he is mezana with nevedas kechavim or shivcha, but if we would have actual edim, that he was mezana with a shivcha or with nevedas kechavim, what would the halacha be according to Rashi in such a case? So as far as Shitas Rashi, we find the tremendous machloikis. The Ramban, the Rashban, Ritva understands that according to Rashi, the halacha would be that if one would have actual edim, that he was ba'aleh while she was still a shivcha, or an avedas kechavim, the halacha would be that even if he was kanas b'dieve teitze, not only would the halacha be areza l'yechneis, but even b'dieved, the halacha would be teitze. That is the shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva according to Rashi. In the Sefer Devei Emes, in Drush Yud Aleph and Sotu in the Sefer Teres Chaim Chelak Aleph, the Devei Emes and the Teres Chaim say that according to Rashi, if we would have actual Edom that he was Baal,
he would be allowed to be koines l'chatchila. Since the whole halacha of Areza l'yichnais is only, as Rashi explains, in order not to be mechazik the previous chshad, if we would have actual edim, there is no reason that he should not be allowed to be koines this isha, since we know that he was baal leah while she was still in avedas kechavim or shivcha. And so too the Divrei Emes brings down from the Rimigash that if we would know clearly that he was baal leah, then the halacha would be that he would be allowed to be koines the isha l'chatchila. The Rishonim argue on Rashi and explain our Gemara differently. The Rishonim explain that our Gemara says that there is a halacha of Areza l'yichnais based on the pasuk of Haser Memcha Akshus Pavulazas Vosayim is for two reasons. First of all, that people should not say Mishum Znos Niskaira, which as most Mepharshim explain mean to say that people should not say that the Geiras was a Geiras for Shem Ishos without a Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And second of all, that people should not say L'Shem Znos Nasa, that he is being Nasi her is L'Shem Znos. That is the second reason behind the Halacha of Areza L'Yichnes. Rabbi Kiveger and Shuvah Simon Kof Chaf Aleph asked the following Shaila, that as far as the first Chshash is concerned, that people will say that the Geirus was done with Shem Ishos, that is only as far as Avedas Kechavim is concerned. As far as a Shivcha who does not need Kabbalah Mitzvahs, there is no such Chshash that people will say that the Geirus was done with Shem Ishos. That is the Kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, and so too the Aruch HaNer asks a similar Kasha on Tesvis. Rabbi Kiveger answers the Kasha as follows, that the Rishonim that explain the Lazos Vasayim based on that people will say that the Geirus was a Geirus for Shem Ishos is only as far as Avedes Kechavim is concerned. As far as Shivcha is concerned, it was not necessary for the Rishonim to explain the Lazos Vasayim, that people say the Geirus was a Geirus for Shem Ishos. By Shivcha, the Lazos Vasayim is that itself that people will say that he was Baal Shivcha, that he was Mezana with a Shivcha. And even though we know he was Baal, there is still Lazos Vasayim. As Ramosha explains in Ebenezer Simon Chav Gimel, that the fact that he is being Nisei her itself causes his chet to be Nisparsim. Even though we know that he was Baal, but since his chet was not yet Nisparsim, it was not yet public knowledge he was Baal Shivcha, and now with his Nisuin it will become public knowledge that itself is Aser. And that, the Rishonim understood, is the Isser of Lazos Vasayim as far as a Shivcha is concerned. But that is only as far as Shivcha. That is Asura Minatayah, that there is an Isser to be Mezana with a Shivcha Minatayah. As far as Avedis Kechavim, there is no Isser Minatayah, there is only an Isser Drabanon. For that reason, the Rishonim had to explain that the Lazos Vasayim is because people will say that the Geiros is a Geiros L'Shem Ishos. That Rabbi Kiveger understands, that there is Lazos Vasayim, that people will say that he was Baal, even though everyone knows that he was Baal, still there is Lazos Vasayim, since he'll be Nesparasim that he was Baal. So too, Rabbi Yashiv and Kavitz Chuvas Chilkimo Simon Kuf Mem Tes says that is the Pshat and Rashi according to the Rishonim as well. That the Rishonim understands, that according to Rashi, even if we know that it was Bala, still the halach is Areza Yichnes. And not only is halach Areza Yichnes, but halach is Tetzi as well, is also based on the Lazos Vasayim that will be Nesparsim Chetzi, that everyone will know. Everyone will know that he was Bala. And the fact that everyone will know that it was Bala is not only a reason to say Areza Yichnes, but it is even a reason to say that the halach is Tetzi, and even B'di'evid, the halacha is teitze. That is how Rabbi Yashiv explains Rashi according to the Rishonim. Rashi argues on the Rishonim in one nekuda. The Rishonim, according to Kiveger, understands that chshash is only by a shivcha that is asura minatera, that there is an iser to yubayel a shivcha minatera. Rashi understands that this chshash applies even to an avedes kechavim that is only asura midrabanan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.